The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 8, text number 6. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on October 17th, 2014, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam. Sadyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita yam yam vapi smaran bhavam sajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Purport. The process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attained the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, but it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. This is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? Maharaj Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thoughts at the moment of death, so this life creates one's next life. If in one's present life one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of one's life. So, I noticed in this purport, if you always think of Krishna, it's possible you can remember him at the time of death.
Jeigu visada galvosite apie Krishna, tai tada įmanoma jį mirties akimirką atsiminti.
In other words, it's not absolutely guaranteed.
Bet tai nereiškia, kad tai visiškai garantuota.
Bharata Maharaj is a very advanced transcendentalist, but the last minute he thought of something else.
Bharata Maharajas buvo pažengęs dvasiniam keliu, bet paskutinę akimirką galvojo apie kažką kitą.
Even though he was an advanced transcendentalist, he was required or he had to take birth as a deer.
Ir nors buvo pažengęs transcendentalistas, vis tiek turėjo gimti kaip elnias.
So when Prabhupada says it's possible, that means it may not happen also.
Prabhupada čia sako, įmanoma, kad žmogus atsimins ir Krishna, bet gali būti ir kitaip.
You might not think of Krishna at the time of death. You may have to take birth again.
Gali būti taip, kad ir negalvosit, nepaisant savo praktikos, ir vis tiek gimsit.
Even if you're practicing Krishna consciousness, you might think of something else at the last minute and have to take breath again.
Net jeigu ir praktikuosite Krishna sąmonę, vis tiek paskutinė akimirka apie kažką kitą gal pagalvosit ir gimsit.
So, what can you do to make sure that you don't have to take breath again?
Tad ką daryti, kad užsitikrinti, kad nereiktų daugiau gimti?
You have to very seriously train yourself to be Krishna conscious at every minute.
Tai reikia labai rimtai treniruoti save, būti Krishna sąmonėje kiekvieną minutę.
If you're Krishna conscious some of the time,
jeigu Krishna sąmonė esate kažkurį,
you're in a risky position.
Tai gan pavojinga.
Because it's the time of death, maybe one of those times when the day when you're not Krishna conscious.
Nes mirtis gali ateiti būtent tada, kai jūs to momentu, kai jūs nelabai Krishna sąmonė.
So the point is you have to train yourself how to be Krishna conscious when you get up in the morning, when you go through your morning program, which you should be having at the temple or at home. When you go to school or to your job or whatever you're doing through the day, you have to conduct your daily activities in such a way that you always remain fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Ir mokykloje ar darbe taip reikia išmokti gyventi, kad vis tiek prisimint Krishna.
I just got a hot tip in the email yesterday about how to be very strongly fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Ir vakar emailą gavau tokį patarimą, kaip tvirtai būti Krishna sąmonėje.
This is a hot tip from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Ir tokį patarimą duoda Šila Prabhupada.
He said, chant all your rounds without interruption.
Jisai sako, sukartok visus savo ratus nesustodamas.
That means in one go.
Reiškia, nuo pradžių iki galo.
Not a little here, a little there. That's not ideal.
Ne tai, kad biškį dabar, biškį vėliau, tai ne tai neidealu.
If you can chant your rounds uninterrupted, you sit down 16 rounds, one all the way through 16 in one go, that will make you very powerful in Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu galite atsisėsti ir visus 16 ratų iš kart sukartoti, nesustodamas, tai padarys jūs galingų Krishna sąmonį.
It will give you a much better chance remembering Krishna at the time of death.
Ir duos daug geresnius šansus prisiminti Krishna mirties akimirką.
So don't be lazy in the matter of chanting.
Tad nebūkite tingus kartojimo klausimu.
Just like to pay our bills, the householders, you see, they can't be lazy in the matter of working their job. They have to be there every day on time, enthusiastic, to please the boss, etc.
Taip, kad sumokėti sąskaitas, už būto sąskaitas turime dirbti ir būdami entuziastingi, netinginiaujam.
So you have to be even more enthusiastic about chanting your rounds.
O kartuojant savo ratus, reikia dar daugiau entuziasmo.
If you have to break them up, then try and make as few breaks as possible.
O jeigu jau ir tenka dėl kažkokių priežasčių ne iš karto sukartoti visus ratus, tai bent jau kuo mažiau, kad būtų tų.
Not that you chant one round here, one round there, and throughout the whole day, one round. That's not good.
Vieną ratą sukartoji, paskui kažkada vėl vieną, ir taip visą dieną vis po vieną ratą.
So the point is, we really have to teach ourselves how to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna 24 hours a day.
Tad esmė yra tokia, kad turim išmokinti save, išmokti 24 valandas per parą pasinerti į mintis apie Krishna.
Atakshi Krishna nama di nama vedngrayam indriyai sevon muke hi jivado svayam evas padatyadaha. It is not possible to realize the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of Krishna with your blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Neįmanoma suvokti, suprasti Krishnos, pajusti jo vardo, pavidalo, žaidimų ir taip toliau savo materialiai atbukusiomis juslėmis.
However, if you engage yourself in devotional service, beginning with your tongue, jivado,
Nepaisant to, jeigu užėmėt save atsidavimo tarnystę, pradedant nuo liežuvio,
by chanting Hare Krishna,
kartojant Hare Krishna,
by talking about Krishna,
kalbant apie Krishna,
by tasting Krishna prasadam,
ragaujant Krishna prasadam,
and only Krishna prasadam, nothing else that you eat, you see.
Tik Krishna prasadam, nieko daugiau.
Then, in this way, you become spiritualized.
Tokiu būdu jūs sudvasėjat.
You become Krishnaized.
Krishnalizuojatės.
You become transcendentalized.
Transcendentalized.
Purified. You see.
Apsivalo.
So that you can actually realize.
Ir tada galite suvokti.
The transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of Krishna.
Tada iš tikrųjų jau galite tikrai to žodžio prasme suprasti Krishna žaidimus, pavidalą, vardą ir taip toliau.
You simply have to work your tongue properly, that's all.
Tiesiog reikia tinkamai dirbti su liežuviu.
But you know, we have a hard time with that sometimes.
Bet kartais mums iškyla sunkumų.
Because as neophytes, the name is sometimes bitter, it tastes bitter to us.
Nes kaip pradedantiesiam, tai tas vardas šventas kartais mums toks kartokas.
This is described in the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita.
Ir Upadeshamritoje pamokymo nektarėje tai aprašoma.
Text number 7.
Septintam tekste.
Syat Krishna nama charitari satapya vidya pito patapta rasanasya narochikanu kint vandananinang kadushai vajushta svabikamad bhavati tad galamula hantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy.
Transcendentiniai viešpatės vardai, pavidalai, žaidimai ir visa kita su juo susiję yra labai saldus, panašiai kaip saldainiai.
Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet.
Bet tas žmogus, kurio liežuvis yra užkrėstas neišmanimu, jis nieko saldaus negali paragauti.
It is simply wonderful.
Bet tiesiog nuostabu.
That by carefully chanting these sweet names every day,
kad dėmesingai kartuojant šios šventus vardus kasdieną,
a natural relish awakens within his tongue.
Natūralus skonis pabunda jo liežuvyje.
And his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
O jo liga palaipsniui sunaikinama iki pat šaknų.
So what does it all hinge on? Chanting every day, is that what it hinges on?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
No, you're wrong. Carefully chanting every day. Careless chanting will keep you caught up in the cycle of birth and death.
Atmestinas, nedėmesingas kartojimas, nesistengiant, jisai toliau mūsų laikys gimimų mirties rate.
If you chant carelessly, you're going to stay here, chanting carelessly, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime.
Jei nedėmesingai kartosime, tai taip ir kartosim čia gyvenimas po gyvenimo.
The verse says, if you carefully chant these sweet names every day.
Bet posmas sako, jeigu dėmesingai kartosite kiekvieną dieną.
Just say you're a teller at the bank, okay? You're a bank teller. You know that who counts the money at the bank. You know what a teller is at the bank. You go there, you give your the money, and they call a bank teller. Yeah.
Sakykime, jūs esat banko kasininkas.
If you're a careless bank teller, you don't carefully count the money. You're out. They'll fire you.
Tai jūs išmes, greitai iš darbo.
You have to carefully count the money if you're a bank teller.
Jeigu jau esi bankininkas, tai turi dėmesingai tos pinigus skaičiuoti.
And then you'll be promoted, you'll become the bank manager someday, you see.
Tada jūs paaukšins ir tapsit kažkada jau banko koks nors ten direktorius.
So just as a bank teller to do their job properly must carefully count the money.
Tai kaip ir kasininkas banke turi dėmesingai skaičiuoti pinigus.
The devotee must carefully chant Hare Krishna every day.
Atsidavęs turi dėmesingai kartuot Hare Krishna kiekvieną dieną.
Because that will free him from the jaundice of avidya, the disease called ignorance, which makes the name taste bitter.
Nes tada toks kartojimas jį išvados iš avidijos neišmanimo, kuris ir padaro tą vardą kartu neskanų.
So there's a twofold benefit from carefully chanting. One is it increases your chances of remembering Krishna at the time of death exponentially so that you can go back to Godhead.
Viena yra ta, kad tai stipriai padidina jūsų šansus prisiminti Krishna mirties akimirką ir grįžti pas jį.
But that's the eventual benefit, that you'll be better off at the time of death, much better off at the time of death.
Bet tai yra toks jau vėliau laukiantis galutinis tikslas, nauda.
And it gives you also an immediate benefit.
Bet taip pat yra ir iš karto ateinanti nauda.
And what is that benefit? You get to relish the nectar of the holy name every day.
Tai ta nauda yra ta, kad jūs kiekvieną dieną galite mėgautis
as the ultimate glob jaman.
Šventų vardų kaip kokiu pačiu nuostabiausiu didžiausiu glob jamu.
Oozing out with unlimited sweetness.
Pripildytų begalinio saldumo.
So how much sweetness is there in the name anyway? Do you know? How much sweetness is there in the name? Can any of you say how much sweetness is there in the name? No, you cannot. Because Rupa Goswami doesn't know either. You know that verse? The famous verse that Prabhupada quoted at Bhaktivedanta Manor. You know that, Ravindra? He was talking with George Harrison in his quarters, and he quoted this verse to George. He told George to make a popular song out of this verse. A very important verse. Tunde tandamini, tunde tandamini vitang vitanitayu tandavali langdi. Karna krodha gadamani gatiya ketan kanarvidebras piham. Shetrapangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim. Na jani janita kriyadvir amritai krishnaiti varnadvai. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Rupa Goswami sako, aš net nesuprantu, nesuvokiu, kiek to nektaro šitie du skiemenys Krishna pagamino.
Because when I vibrate Krishna,
nes kai tik aš ištariu Krishna,
Krishna himself is dancing on my tongue.
Taip pat Krishna pradeda šokti ant mano liežuvio.
Oozing out so much nectar.
Skleisdamas tiek daug nektaro.
What my one little mouth can hold.
Kiek to nektaro ta mano mažytė burna gali sutalpinti.
Therefore, Krishna, please give me millions of mouths.
Todėl Krishna, prašau, duok milijonus burnų.
So I can capture at least a little bit more of that nectar.
Kad galėtų juos bent biškį daugiau to nektaro atalpinti.
And when those two syllables, Krishna, enter the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar.
Kai tie du skiemenys patenka į mano ausis, tai o jie kiek ten nektaro.
I need to have billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar.
Man reikia milijardų ir trilijardų, trilijonų ausų, kad tą nektarą.
And when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart.
Ir o kai Krishna pradeda šokti mano širdies kertelėje.
I'm stunned.
Aš tampu paralyžuotas.
My mind is completely conquered. I'm paralyzed.
Mano protas visiškai nebeveikia ir aš
in transcendental swimming and unlimited transcendental bliss.
Ir aš pradedu plaukyti begalinėje transcendentinėje palaimoje.
So do we experience that when we chant our japa?
Ir kartodami japa mes tai patiriam.
We're supposed to.
Na, turėtumėm patirti. Bet mes dar nesame aukščiausiam lygi, dar ne vis.
There's three stages I've been describing recently from my readings in the Bhagavatam. The first stage, you have to follow this process, you see. You chant the prescribed number of rounds on your beads, you follow the regulated principles, you follow, you take a spiritual master, etc. You follow this process. The neophyte is very unsteady. His mind is like a crazy monkey, dancing here, dancing there, dancing, dancing, dancing.
Pradedantis praktikantas, jis labai nepastovus jo protas, tai šiandien, tai ten nepastovus.
But by faithfully following these principles,
bet atsidavus sekant šitais principais.
What happens?
Kas atsitinka?
He becomes steady, he becomes solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Jis tampa galiausiai tvirtas ir pastovus Krishna sąmonė.
You develop a sense of equanimity.
Ir išsiugdo tokio pusiausvyros jausmą.
In which you see happiness and distress as the same.
Kuriame jisai tiek laimė, tiek kančia, į laimę ir kančią žiūri vienodai.
In which you experience honor and dishonor as being the same.
Ir kurioje ar šlovė, ar pažeminimas, reiškiasi, tarp jų nėra skirtumo.
Poverty and wealth as being the same thing.
Ar turtai, ar visiškas
heat vargas, and cold as being the same thing.
Karštis ar šaltis.
Night and day as being the same thing.
Diena ar naktis.
You become transcendental to the dualities of material existence.
Žmogus tampa transcendentalus šitom dualybėm.
That's the stage of steadiness.
Ir toks yra pastovumo lygmo.
And then from there you go into ecstasy.
O jau paskui iš ten einam, atsiranda ekstazė.
With eight different types of transformations of the body in the awakening of pure unalloyed love for Krishna.
Kuris sukelia aštuonis kūno transformacijas ir tai nurodo į meilės Krishnai pradžią, pabudimą.
So, here we are in the neophyte stage, we're not even steady yet.
Mes dabar esam neofito pradedančiųjų lygmenį ir net nesam dar pastovus.
Well, we have to work at it.
Tai turime dirbti tą link.
And what is the method? We just read the verse. We just decided that what is the method of becoming steady?
Koks tas metodas, kad būt pastoviam?
Carefully chant these sweet names every day. Carefully do it.
Dėmesingai kartoti šios vardus, šventus vardus kiekvieną.
In other words, if you will steadily be careful in your chanting, that will bring you, that steady carefulness will bring you to the platform of steadiness.
Kitaip sakant, jeigu būsi nuolatos dėmesingas, tai tas nuolatinis dėmesingumas ir pakels tave į pastovumo lygį.
And if you're worried about whether you can go back, if you're going to make it back to Godhead or not in this lifetime, I'll give you some insider secrets.
O jeigu vis tiek dar pergyvensite ir grįšite po mirties pas Dievą, ar ne?
The realized souls don't care.
Tai aš jums pasakysiu paslaptį, kad save suvokiusi sielai tai nesvarbu.
Because they're constantly in contact with Krishna at every minute.
Nes jos nuolatos kontaktuoja Krishna kiekvieną akimirką.
By full absorption in his service.
Pilnai pasinėrė jo tarnystėje.
So for them it doesn't even matter if they go back to Godhead or not.
Ir jiem net nėra svarbu, ar jie grįš pas Dievą, ar ne.
Because they're already back to Godhead.
Nes jie jau jaučiasi, kaip lyg būtų sugrįžę.
Even while they're here in this material world.
Nors jie dar ir gyvena šiame materialiame pasaulyje.
They don't have to worry about, am I going to go back to Godhead or not? They don't care.
Jie visiškai neberūpi, nesvarbu, ar grįš jie pas Dievą, ar ne.
Lord Chaitanya prays like that. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadishakamaye mama janmani janmarishvare bhavatad bhaktir rahaitaki tvai. I don't want wealth, I don't want women, I don't want disciples, I don't even want liberation from birth and death. All I need is service, tons and tons of service, that's all I need.
Nereikia man nei pinigų, nei moterų, net mokinių ir net pačių įsivadavimo, ten noriu tik tai daug, daug, daug tarnystės.
So, such a person who's already liberated even all within this world, he's absolutely going to go back to God. No question.
Tai toks žmogus jis jau įsivadavęs, nors ir gyvena dar šiame pasaulyje, ir jis be jokių klausimų grįž atgal pas Dievą po mirties.
So, then any questions?
Bet ar yra klausimų? Klausimą galima taip pat užrašyti ant lapuko ir atsiųsti anglų kalboje arba lietuvių. A ne, anglų kalboje.
Here's one back here from Gornit Taidas.
In a purport in the 10th canto.
But it's being filmed, so put in the mic, speaking of the mic.
In a purport of the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada, he talks about the mood of Mother Devaki.
The mood of
Mother Devaki.
Devaki.
Her mood of anxiety for Krishna. Hmm. And Srila Prabhupada, he draws a parallel of his anxiety for the future of the Krishna consciousness movement. Ah. Could you maybe elaborate on this point?
Yes.
Dešimtoji giesmė, Prabhupada komentuoja apie reiškiasi devakės susirūpinimą Krishna, kai jis buvo mažas vaikas. Ir panašiai Prabhupada sako, kad jis irgi rūpinasi Krishna sąmonės judėjimo ateitim. Gal galėtų mokytis kažką praplėsti?
This is Devaki, it is in transcendental anxiety about the welfare of Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, it's also an incarnation of Krishna, it is Krishna. So one is concerned about ISKCON's future. That is the mood of Devaki, it's very nice.
Tai tokia nuotaika yra kaip devakės nuotaika, tai yra palanki labai nuotaika.
Sometimes we are criticized when we express concern about the future of our movement.
Kartais mus kritikuoja, kai mes stengiamės, rūpinamės judėjimo ateitimi.
I one time wrote an essay about, it was called, Hare Krishnas or Hare Krishnas.
Aš vieną kartą parašiau esė, kuri vadinasi Hare Krishnas ar Plaukuotieji Krishnas.
That Prabhupada wants us to be clean-shaven, but so many men are growing beards now, you see, in violation of Prabhupada's instructions. So, being concerned about the future of ISKCON, I got this published, actually it was published on the ISKCON news site. It's also published at iskonstandards.com. But somebody, some devotee got very disturbed. He said, why don't you mind your own business? He chastised me. Well, it is my business. It's the son's duty to protect and to perpetuate the heritage of his father.
Tokia yra sūnaus pareiga apsaugoti ir išlaikyti tėvo palikimą.
So this is the mood of Devaki, wanting to see that Krishna is always protected. The dedicated followers of Srila Prabhupada, they want to see that his legacy remains, that it's not destroyed.
Ir kaip ir Devaki nerimavo, kad Krishna viskas būtų gerai, tai panašiai ir rimti Prabhupados pasiekėjai, jie nori, kad Prabhupados misija, reiškia, Prabhupados visas judėjimas būtų toks, kokiais ir norėjo.
So this mood of Devaki is very nice.
Tai tokia Devaki nuotaika yra labai nuostabi.
We should all have that mood of wanting to see that this movement remains as Prabhupada gave it to us. It's not polluted by different types of deviant philosophies. And practices.
Rūpintis, kad šitas judėjimas būtų toks, kokį Prabhupada ir davė, ir jį neateitų, neinfiltruotų kažkokios kitokios filosofijos, kurios nukrypsta.
Any other questions?
Kiti klausimai?
Yes, Radha Ramanda.
Daug atsidavus ir kartuoja tik 16 ratų. Toliau pasteisnimas būna, kad jie daug tarnysės atlieka. Bet kur Prabhupada liepia, kad tik 16 reikia kartuoti?
Most devotees they chant only 16 rounds and their excuses that they have a lot of other services. But where Srila Prabhupada stresses that only 16 rounds, why not more?
Prabhupada never said only 16 rounds.
Prabhupada iš tikrųjų niekur nėra paminėjęs, kad tik 16
rounds. He always said at least 16 rounds.
Visada sakydavo, kad bent jau 16 rounds.
But if one is engaged full-time in service, that is all right.
Bet jeigu žmogus visą laiką užsiema kažkokią tarnystę, tai irgi gerai.
Not that you have to chant more than 16.
Nėra taip, kad privalai kartuoti daugiau negu 16.
But if one is wasting his time with idle gossip and, you know, idle things like playing checkers or something, he should be chanting extra round.
Bet jeigu žmogus turi papildomą laiką ir švaisto jį tokiam dalykam kaip paskalom arba žaisti kokius šachmatus, tai geriau kartuotų papildomai ratų.
One should always be absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
žmogus turi stengtis visada pasinerti į Krishną.
And you can chant off the beads also. You don't have to just chant on the beads. You can do 16 rounds on the beads and then you can do extra chanting while you're walking down the street, while you're taking a shower or whatever. You can keep the mantra going.
Ir netgi nebūtina kartuoti ant karolių, gali jau kartuoti ir šiaip vaikščiodamas, po dušu eidamas, tiesiog kartuoti.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. See, while you're showering, you can chant Hare Krishna.
Maudais ir kartoji Hare Krishna.
While you're shaving, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Or while the ladies are combing their hair, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Keep them, put as many mantras, the more mantras you squeeze into your day, the more you're going to be in bliss.
Kuo daugiau mantrų į savo dieną pridėsi, tai to bus daugiau palaimoje.
So why stop at 16?
Tai kam sustoti at 16?
If you have a lot of service, you can shout while you're doing your service without using the beat. Just shout on your lips.
O jeigu daug turite tarnystės, galite kartuoti atlikdami ją apie karolių tiesiog.
But the 16 has to be on the beads.
Bet 16 ratų turi būti sukartuoti ant karolių.
Prabhupada specifically says 16 rounds around the beads. He doesn't say on a clicker.
Prabhupada pabrėždamas pasakydavo, kad 16 ratų naudojantis karolius, o ne kažkokius
klikus. I've seen in Sofia what they use the clicker for.
Mačiau Sofijoje, kam naudojamas klikeris.
Sofija, Bulgarija.
Bulgarija.
They have a public bathroom in downtown.
Jie turi tokį, reiškia, viešą tualetą.
And they have a man there who stands by the bathroom with a clicker.
Ir ten žmogus su klikeriu stovi prie durų.
And every time somebody goes to use the toilet, they go click.
Kai kas nors įeina pasinaudoti tualetu, jis nuspaudžia.
They want to see how many people are using the toilet. That's a good use for the clicker.
Taip skaičiuoja, kiek žmonių naudojasi tualetu per dieną.
So clicker is for counting how many people use the toilet. It's not for your chanting your japa.
Klikeriai naudojami skaičiuoti, kiek žmonių eina į tualetą, o ne kartoti japa.
So while Krishna Goswami said, any rounds you chant in your clicker, don't count. So any other question? Yeah.
Why God is a little blue boy?
Why God is a little blue boy?
Kodėl,
is that what she said?
Kodėl Dievas mažas, mėlynas berniukas?
That's a wonderful question. Why God is a little blue boy? Why isn't he a green girl, you know?
Kodėl, pavyzdžiui, Dievas gale mergaitė?
Or a purple, you know, pansy or something, you know. Purple pansy is a type of flower, you know.
Arba kokia nors violetinė gėlė.
Well, I can tell you that Krishna can be whatever he wants to be.
Iš tikrųjų galiu pasakyti, kad Krishna gali būti toks, koks tik nori būti.
And he could have been a girl if he wanted to be a girl, you know.
Jis galėjo būti mergaitė, jeigu tik norėjo to.
But he'd rather have a girlfriend than to be a girl.
Bet pasirinko geriau jau turėti draugių, negu pačiai būti mergaitė.
That was his choice.
Her question is, why is blue?
I will get to that. She said blue boy, so I'm dealing with... First, there's two parts to it. I'm dealing with the boy part. And why is he blue? Well, again, that's his choice. You'd really have to ask him, Krishna, why did you decide to be blue? We could think, well, maybe there's this, we could speculate, but we know that Krishna is the supreme controller and he's the supreme enjoyer, he can do whatever he wants.
Aišku, mes galime spėlioti, bet žinom, kad Krishna yra aukščiausias ir valdovas ir besimėgojantis ir gali daryti tai, ką jis nori.
Did you buy that shirt you're wearing?
Did you
pick it out or somebody gave it to you?
Kurį nušiojot, ar kažkas jums tiesiog davė jį?
Gave it to her.
Someone gave it to you, yeah. Yeah. You ever buy a shirt of your own, went to the store and bought a shirt of your own? You picked out the color you liked, right? Yeah. So in the same way that you picked out a color that you like, Krishna picks out a color that he likes. Because all colors emanate from him. He can be whatever color he wants to be. So that's why he's a blue boy. Yeah. Microphone.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I've seen one letter from Srila Prabhupada where he tells to stop the pujari service and put everyone on the street either chanting or book distributing or doing some sort of preaching. And he says that temple service is not so important, but the outdoor kirtan must be going on.
So what's your question?
That in the old days, the devotees were much more on the street in both book distribution.
What's the question?
How should we react to that?
Okay. I've also read those letters, and Prabhupada did not say to stop the pujari service. He said one man can take care of the bhajari service and everybody else can go out on book distribution. And that's what he said. I know it very well. You know what? Because they asked me to stay back and do the bhajari. I had to run the whole temple by myself. Everybody's on book distribution. The temple president was gone. His wife was gone. All the Brahmins, the whole temple was empty. From morning until evening, I was all alone every day, cooking all the offerings, cooking the deities.
Visą, reiškia, dieną aš būdavau vienas, visi išeidavo pamokslauti prezidentą šventyklos ir jo žmona ir visi, o aš vienas viską gamindavau, viską aukodavau.
It was so intense that I only got to read once a week.
Ir tai buvo taip intensyvu, kad paskaityti gaudavau galimybę tik kartą per savaitę.
When I was cooking the burfi.
Tai tuo metu, kai virdavau burfi.
That was the one chance I could pick up a book. That's how intense it was. So I know very well the letter. Prabhupada did not say to stop the deity worship. He said one man can do the deity worship and everybody else can go out on the book distribution. Deity worship is important because the devotees come back from book distribution and that deity worship purifies them. I was not only the pujari, I was the cook and the pujari. And the receptionist. All rolled into one. Our GBC visited the temple also. And he said, by cooking for the Sankirtan devotees, you're getting the same benefit that they are getting.
Ir jis sakydavo, kad dirbdamas, gamindamas sankirtos atsidavusiam, gauni tą pačią naudą kaip ir jie.
So, the idea is, the most important thing is the preaching, that's a fact.
Tai esmė tokia, kad svarbiausias dalykas yra pamokslavimas, tai faktas.
Prabhupada said that the most important thing is book distribution.
Prabhupada tą pabrėždavo, kad svarbiausias dalykas tai knygų platinimas.
But he also said this.
Bet taip pat sakė ir tai.
I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975 and one Sankirtan leader came back with his van full of brahmacharis. Prabhupada was giving the Sunday feast lecture. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So don't become proud. I'm a book distributor. But do you love Krishna?
Ar mylit Krishna?
Is it? Whatever you're doing, whether you're doing pujari work, whether you're doing translation work, cooking, cleaning, managing, raising a family, whatever you're doing connected with this movement, you have to be doing it in such a way that you develop love for Krishna.
Kad ir ką darytumėt, ar tai platintumėt, ar tai virtumėt, ar verstumėt, šeimą augintumėt, ką darytumėt šiame judėjime, viską turi daryti taip, kad išsiugdytumėt meilę Krishnai.
We've seen many distributors who could do 100 big books a day, but they don't even chant Hare Krishna anymore.
Mes matėm begalės tokių šventųjų platintojų, kurie po 100 knygų išplatinto kasdieną, bet dabar jie net Hare Krishna.
Unless you cultivate that inner development,
ir jeigu jūs nekultivuojate to vidinio vystymosi,
while you're passionately engaged in trying to save the world, which we want you to do,
o tiesiog vien tik tai aistringai bandat išgelbėti pasaulį, nors mes to ir norime,
you'll eventually get tired and you'll give it up.
Bet galiausiai jūs nuo to pavargsite ir viską mėsit.
But if you cultivate the inner side, you see,
bet jeigu kultivuosite taip pat ir vidinę pusę,
try to awaken the feelings of love for Krishna within your heart,
bandysite atgyvinti meilės jausmus Krishnai savo viduje,
then you'll never give it up.
Tai niekada nemesite.
And even as an 80-year-old man, you'll still be preaching like preaching up a storm.
Ir net sulaukia 80 metų, jūs pamokslausite, kaip audrą sukelsite.
That's what we want, you see. We want people who can preach till they're 80 or 90 or even 100 years old, keep preaching.
Mes norim tokių žmonių, kurie iki pat gyvenimo pabaigos turės entuziazmą pamokslauti.
Okay, next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Dar paklausti mokytojo. Aš anksti ryte visą laiką stengiuosi sukartuoti 16 ratų. Žinau savo griežtą dienotvarkę. Ir būna tokie atvejai, kad aš labai noriu paklausyti paskaitos, labai noriu paskaityti. Bet manie sukyla dar vienas dalykas. O gal geriau man dar pakartoti dar daugiau tų ratų? Ir kaip iš tikro man pasielgti teisingai?
Every day I chant 16 rounds, and then after, during the daytime, sometimes there is some free time. So during that time, I try to read some books or listen to some lectures, but sometimes I feel that I should chant more rounds. So what is the best activity? What is the best thing?
Whatever inspires you the most.
Kas labiausiai jūs įkvėpia?
Your choice.
Tai rinkitės.
We want you to be always inspired in Krishna consciousness. So if reading some shlokas will inspire you more, you do that. If chanting Hare Krishna, you see what inspires you the most, do that. Next question.
To ask about the importance of Varna Ashram.
Microphone.
I want to ask about the importance of Varna Ashram. Some devotees say it's important for preaching, others say it's not very important.
Okay. Varna Ashram.
Noriu paklausti apie Varna Ashramą. Vieni atsidavę sako, kad tai labai svarbu pamokslauti.
Some devotees say it is important, some say it's not important. What is the real proper understanding? Varnashram is a practical implementation of what's stated in Prabhupada's books.
Varnashram tai yra praktinis įgyvendinimas to, kas aiškinama Prabhupada's knygose.
When these books are fully put into practice on a social level, then Varnashram automatically happens.
Kai šitos knygos yra praktiškai gyvendinamos socialinėme gyvenime, tai Varnashrama, jinai tada automatiškai atsiranda.
So it's very powerful thing, actually, when we can implement Varnashram.
Tad Varnashram yra labai galingas dalykas, kurį mes galėtumėm.
We can show a model society, not just in the books, but we can actually show a Varnashram village.
Galėtumėm padaryti ir tokiu būdu parodyti modelį,
where the cows and the bulls are protected, the bulls are engaged in plowing the land,
kur karvės ir buliai auginami, saugomi, buliai aria žemę.
Those who were scholarly engaged as Brahmins, those who were administrative types they engage as kshatriyas, etc. If we can implement that and actually show an ideal village to the world, that will have a big impact.
Ir linkę į mokslus būna mokytojais, linkę į administravimą būna kariai ir administratoriai ir panašiai. Ir tokiu būdu galim parodyti pavyzdį pasaulyje.
So it's not a question of which is more important.
Tad klausimas ne toks, kas svarbiau.
Varnashram is preaching also.
Varnashrama taip pat pamokslavimas.
Yad yada tadashi shreshtas tattare vetaro jana siyat pramanam kurute lokas taddana vartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps.
Kaip elgiasi didis žmogus, taip paprasti žmonės seka jo pavyzdžiu.
Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, the entire world pursues.
Kokį pavyzdį jis savo veiksmais parodo, tai visas pasaulis.
So we can show an ideal society on a microcosmic level.
Taigi, galime parodyti pavyzdį tobulos visuomenės,
which is a perfect sample of what Prabhupada describes in his books.
Kuri būtų tobulas pavyzdys apie tai, apie ką kalba Prabhupada savo knygose.
People will see the practical benefit of this philosophy and they will be attracted to read the books also and to put into practice this, the principles of Krishna consciousness.
Tada žmonės matydami tokį modelį įsikvėps ir patys panašiai gyventi ir praktikuoti Krishna.
So you can't say one, you can't really separate Varnashram from preaching. Varnashram is preaching.
Iš tikrųjų Varnashramas ir pamokslavimo neįmanoma atskirti, nes tai yra tas pats.
It's like we have that a sample of that at our, the Bhaktivedanta Manor. They have a nice cow protection program.
Kaip Bhaktivedanta Manor yra toks pavyzdys, ten yra saugomos karvės.
They have the bullock carts, you see.
Yra vežimai, bulių tempiami.
So these are samples of, you know, certain aspects of Varnashram we're trying to gradually introduce.
Ir kai kurie Varnashramos aspektai ten po trupučiuką įsigyvena.
The whole world now is dependent on fossil fuel.
Ir dabar visas pasaulis priklauso nuo degalų.
Which is a very, it's going to run out. Not going to be any more petroleum abound to fuel our airplanes and our cars, etc., etc.
Kurie, reiškiasi, po trupučiuką mažėja ir galiausiai jų nebeliks, kaip važinėti automobiliais nebus kaip nejau.
So to actually show how we can have a society based on milk and the power of the bull, it's a very powerful thing for the future of our movement.
Ir toks pavyzdys, modelis, kaip galima gyventi auginant karves ir reiškia naudojantis jų pienu ir darbo jėga. Tai
I know in Vrindavan we have there's a Krishna conscious school and they pick up the kids instead of using a car with a motor they use a bullock car to pick up the kids. They call it bull power. They put bull power on the sign on the car.
Vrindavane yra tokia mokykla vaikų, kur reiškiasi, tėvai juos veža ne automobiliais.
It's a school bus powered by a bull.
Reiškiasi, ne autobusu veža vaikus namo.
You see them around Vrindavan, you know, the several of them, rounding up the kids, the school bus rounding up the kids to bring them to school, is powered by a bull.
Bet juos veža bulius vežime.
So this is different aspects of Varnashram, you see, cow protection.
Tai yra keli tokie aspektai Varnashram, vienas iš jų yra karvių globa.
So, next question.
Taigi, kitas klausimas.
If a disciple leave the body before spiritual master, how spiritual master can save them of the hell?
What's the question? You can say in Bulgarian and they can help me, yeah. Somebody help me understand the question. I'll figure out what it is.
How when the disciple died before the spiritual master saved the disciple?
If the
disciple leaves the body before the spiritual master,
how will he save him? Spiritual master can manifest within your heart. Wherever you may be. Whether he's on this physical plane or he's departed, it doesn't matter. If you're sincerely trying to take shelter of your spiritual master, he can manifest, fully manifest within your heart to help you out of whatever difficulty you may be in.
Jeigu nuoširdžiai bandysite atsiduoti dvasiniam mokytojui, tai jis galės apsireikš pas jūs bet kurioj situacijoje, bet kurioj vietoj.
It's got to be a sincere disciple, that's all.
Tai reikia tiesiog būti nuoširdžių mokytojų.
In the spiritual master, then he will enter into your heart and he will remain with you at every minute throughout for all of eternity.
Tada dvasinis mokytas įeis jūsų širdį ir liks ten visą amžinybę.
Next question.
Prasadam and book distribution, if there is any.
Oh, it's time for prasadam book distribution?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll stop here.
Thank you, sustosime čia.
Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Iskreshi Man Sankashanda Sadhikari Maharaj Ki Jai.